another inductee to the class of 2023, who has been smiling since the moment I've seen her, Hallie Bretz Davis. Hallie, first off, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This has got to be surreal to you, isn't it? You come back to your home county and you're being honored this weekend. What's it feel like?
It's humbling. It's humbling to even consider that they remembered. It's not one. So one thing to be on stage when you're on a court or in the shot put ring, but to be here like this is totally different. It's really humbling.
What drew you to sports growing up in Lakeview? What was the motivating factor?
Olympic junkie. How can you not love the spirit of the Olympics? And we have always in my household, even to my household to this day, we get out the world map. We put it up. The spirit of the game, the spirit of the drive, the true love of the game. I think it just became, it's just part of you. It's inside you.
You played, obviously, basketball and you excelled in track. Was there a favorite sport there?
And I flopped in cross country.
Oh, cross country as well.
Let's be fair. I just tried to finish. But it was something to keep me in shape for other things. But, I think what it came down to is the passion for track. You could make me do anything, and I would do it for track. And I think in basketball, I really loved it. And then I, went to college, and it was interesting. I went to Penn State Barron with a basketball recruitment, and I didn't love it like I thought I loved it. And I immediately got in touch with Slippery Rock University, Coach Papa, and started working out in Erie for him, and then transferred to Slippery Rock. And I'll get up at 5 in the morning for track. I have no problem with pool workouts for track, So I think that's when I realized what my real passion was. And the shot put ring was just my passion. I love throwing.
Individual sport obviously was something it drew you more than being maybe on a team, or is that no?
No, because it's still a team's aspect. I mean, there wasn't anything better than beating Hickory my senior year.
And you still remember that?
And I remember every teammate. And one of my most memorable moments in all of my sporting events was watching a teammate who had been through some traumatic injury run her first race. And hands down, that is the most emotional part of my entire athletic experience, is watching her run after a horrible car accident. So that's the kind of stuff when you realize, it's individual and you're accountable for yourself, but yet you love those people and you keep in touch with them to this day.
What makes a good shot put thrower? give us the one piece of advice. You're not that big either, so I mean, it's got to be more than just being somebody that's physically big.
Don't underestimate our speed. We have 6 feet to be very fast. It's about speed.
It's
all about speed.
And what was your most memorable moment? What was the moment in track that you still think about today?
The dust, the chalk flying, it states. I knew I had to hit chalk. And to this day, I can see it in slow motion, just the puff. And I knew I broke 40 at that point. And that's what I needed.
And that was your,
It was the state winning champ. That was a state winning throw.
State championship. Is that, you going to the gym? Have you been in the gym recently at all? Last time.
One of our reunions, I want to say it was like 25th, we got to tour the school. And it's pretty cool to see, you're on the 1,000-point list. You've got your own state banner up there. Neat to show your kids because you never told them. Because let them be themselves. You don't need to push yourself on them.
So they don't know much about your past?
They do now, but only because walking the gym or that's not something. Well, let them be them. Whatever they are passionate for. In fact, they're all in things I never did, so.
Talk about your
kids. Who's the joke on now?
Talk about your kids. What's your family? What do you do? Where do you live?
I live in Mentor, Ohio. I have a 17-year-old junior who's a baseball player. He's a catcher and a pitcher. And he also has taken up swimming and is just loving swimming. So he's actually, I'm waiting for his meet results right now. Right. And I have a daughter who loves sport but is challenged with it with some medical issues with her feet. So she has put her passion into the double bass. So if you need a bassist, she's pretty spectacular. So she's gone orchestra style with it.
And you're obviously married with?
I've married 23 years. My husband's a firefighter. Met him when I was trying to just go through Cleveland to Chicago and ended up, he was worth staying for.
And you're a mentor. What do you do? I'm a teacher.
I've been a teacher for 20 years. I teach at Notre Dame Middle School, and I teach engineering and technology. So I work with primarily 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and then I also kind of jump into the elementary school sometimes. I do 3rd through 5th as well.
How is Mentor different than Sandy Lake Stoneboro? Or similar?
Well, the high school has 2,700 kids, so it's different. It's a D1 massive school. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I liked growing up in Lakewood. In Lakeview, I mean. I like growing up in Lakeview. I liked
Stoneborough.
I loved my high school. I loved everything about it. And I hope my kids experience the same thing. It's hard in a massive pond like that. Mm. In fact, my son's looking at colleges and he's looking D3. He's looking small. He's like, you know, the school's massive. So I wish they could experience the intimacy of Lakeview High School. I loved it.
Any regrets?
No regrets.
No regrets?
No. I mean, no.
What's this weekend mean to you?
Wow, right? Yeah. I didn't even know people knew I existed. Like, I moved, I don't even know how many years ago I moved. 30 years ago? I have no family in this area anymore, so I don't even have a place to stay when we come back. So when Jeff Engstrom called me, I was like, this is the most awesome thing ever. Like, he was a great teacher, and I was just so humbled by it. And then all of a sudden, I get, like, little texts from coaches, and Greg Slackhoff was... gosh, I mean, these people just fill your heart. You realize how blessed you were with the coaches you had. Mike Williams, Marie James is going to be here. Coach Finley. Oh, you kidding? Really? I can't even imagine tomorrow. I cannot wait to put my arms around them and thank them, because it's a different world now. And they were good humans as well as good coaches. And I don't take that for granted. And as a mom, I really don't take that for granted.
Hallie Bretz Davis, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend. I know you are and you will. And it's an amazing time. And you make everybody proud here back in Mercer County.
Well, thank you very much.